This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Win. Let's do some Rangers extra innings here, and then we'll get the G-Bag Nation started off properly as Mike Peasley joins us from the ballpark. And a good afternoon, Pease. How the hell are you?
Yeah, much better after a Rangers win. That's much nicer to talk to the guys after a victory instead of a loss like we seemingly have done quite a bit.
Yeah, no. Now let me ask you, were you surprised when that ball actually got through the infield in the ninth and Duran came in to score? How many innings did it get to?
Oh, we went nine today. The inning streak. I'm sorry. 22 straight innings the Rangers went without a run. The run came with Seager's three-run home run in the third inning on Monday. So it had been a while. And, you know, certainly, you know, when the Rangers had runners at second and third and one out and Josh Jung struck out, there was a thought in the back of my mind. It's like, oh, no, here we go again. But give Wyatt Langford a lot of credit. You know, a real quality at bat. Didn't try to do too much. You know, didn't try to hit a three-run home run. Just a real good approach. Take it back up the middle. So a much-needed hit and a much-needed win for this club.
What about Andrew Heaney's performance? My gosh, it seems like he was really, really dialed. They take him out. Leclerc comes in. But, I mean, Heaney was probably one of his best outings of the season, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would think so, too. You know, he really struggled. You look at his last five starts, he was 0-3 with a 6.66 ERA. And, you know, today he gets, you know, so many swings and misses. Let's see, he had 22 swing and misses in this one today. His previous high was 19. So he was really good. Got out of trouble in the second inning. Bases loaded, one out. He induces a ground ball double play in the fifth inning. The bases are loaded with two outs, and he strikes out Connor Joe in three pitches. And, you know, the Rangers just don't score for him. You know, he is eighth lowest run support among American League pitchers, and today the Rangers don't give him anything. It's now five straight starts where the team has scored two runs or less for him, but that's nothing that he can control. And again, he's got the most losses in Major League Baseball, but he is so much better than a 4-13 pitcher. And you know, he was on top of his game today with those eight strikeouts in the five scoreless innings. He was really, really good. And you know, he's been really good here at home. His previous four home starts had an ERA of 2.18, so that's going to go down. That's now under two here in his last five home starts. So he's pitched really well here in Arlington.
Pease is brought to you by Uber Eats. Claim, delivering home run deals to you all season long as the Rangers get the win, a 1-0. Is there a thought that maybe the guys are starting to get burnt out from what this season has been, and that's what contributed to the long scoreless streak?
Certainly we're in the dog days of August, and, you know, when you're out of it, when you're really not, you know, fighting for the playoffs anymore, it can be a drag. But I'll say, you know, in the clubhouse today, day game after a night game, there was still a lot of energy. They were upbeat and everything. So this team continues to prepare every day to try to come out there and win a baseball game. But, you know, they only got 14 hits, Gavin, in this entire series. 14 hits in the three games, yet they still managed to win two out of the three ball games. So certainly you'll take that. And again, they haven't lost eight straight series in 23 years. So I'm glad that we don't have to worry about that, especially going into Cleveland, because it's going to be awfully tough to win a series against the Guardians as well as they play, especially in their home ballpark. But, you know, hopefully this provides a little bit of, you know, an energy boost here for the club. They'll enjoy the off day tomorrow and then, you know, take their chances against a really good Cleveland team starting Friday night.
Looked like Jonah Heim had it figured out pretty good. How's the season starting to conclude for him?
Yeah, you know, Jonah Heim today was moved into the three hole, and we go into the clubhouse and we see the lineup. It's like, oh, that kind of raised everybody's eyebrows. And Bruce Bochy was asked about it before the game by some of the beat writers, and he said, look, it's not like I've got anybody else that's hot, because he wanted to give Josh Smith the day off today because he had been going really, really strong and he needed a day. So he needed a three-hole hitter, and he liked, you know, some of the swings that he had seen, you know, from Jonah Heim. And, you know, it was Jonah today. In the sixth inning, got a base hit, and then the ninth inning started off that rally with a base hit as well. So Bruce Bochy made the right move by moving Jonah into that number three hole here today. So good work by Heim. And, again, it's been a struggle for Jonah this year, but it was nice to see him have some success here this afternoon for sure.
I didn't see a follow-up on the Mally shoulder. Is everything going to be okay there?
Yeah, they put him on the injured list yesterday. So they're going to be really, really careful with him, with the shoulder stiffness. You know, he's coming back from a serious injury. They're not going to push him, especially, you know, with the Rangers out of contention right now. So we'll see if he is able to pitch again here the rest of the season. But if there's any kind of soreness or anything like that, I'm sure it would be best bet probably just to shut him down here for the rest of the season. But, again, that hasn't been determined. Yet we'll see how he is here in a couple weeks.
Is it for sure we're getting DeGrom tomorrow?
Jacob DeGrom going tomorrow for sure. And Max Scherzer, he threw a bullpen yesterday, came out of that one fine. Bruce Bochy was raving about that, so he's going to go on Friday. And, you know, tonight in Frisco you got Kumar Rocker, then Thursday you've got Jacob DeGrom, and Friday you got Max Scherzer. I think they're going to sell some tickets in Frisco here these next three nights.
Yeah, who said this season couldn't be fun still?
Exactly.
That sounds like a hoot to me.
And those guys in the Double A come tomorrow and Friday night, they're going to eat well. They're going to eat well. When the big leaguer comes on a rehab assignment, they treat those boys very nicely and bring a nice little spread that they'll cater in. So those guys will certainly enjoy that.
How are we going to match up with Cleveland this weekend?
Boy, you know, it's a Guardians team that, you know, got off to such a hot start. They've come back down to earth here a little bit, but, you know, their starting pitching isn't very good. It's very pedestrian, but, man, their bullpen is absolutely locked down, led by Emmanuel Clase, the former Ranger, lowest ERA in baseball. And, you know, they've got Jose Ramirez, who certainly, you know, could be mentioned in the top five of the MVP race. Stephen Kwan has had an outstanding season as well. So the Rangers dropped 2-3 to Cleveland here earlier in the season. It's going to be a really, really difficult test. But Rangers got Nathan Eovaldi ready to go on Friday night. So we'll see how that goes and see if the Rangers can't, surprise Cleveland and try to help out the Twins and the Royals as part of that AL Central race between those three teams.
Extra Innings brought to you by Uber Eats, delivering home run deals to you all season long. Peace, thank you so much for your time. Have a great night.
You too. Always great talking baseball with you guys.
Yes, sir. It is. As it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll get the show officially started here right off the rip. Boys, how we doing this evening?
We're good, man. And we're good. We're good. How the heck are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, you got the home studio set up. You feeling all right?
Yeah, just annoyed, you know. just not the inconvenience that I'd been planning on hitting me this week. So I'm glad that DJ got me taken care of with some home broadcast equipment here, and we can keep the party rolling.
I mean, honestly, a trip back from Vegas, coming back with only COVID, you should actually chalk that up as a huge victory.
And for the first time in my life, more money than I left with. You know, which I really couldn't believe.
Let's go!
Nice.
Let's go!
Not by a lot.
It's all right.
But still, yeah. But
Daddy Warbucks in his joint. What's good, baby?
Dude.
We need some brisket in the studio now.
I'll pick up some brisket sandwiches. I have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about those. But have you guys ever been on one of those blackjack runs where you're sitting there for like 30 or 45 minutes and you can't remember the last time you won a hand, and every time you get a 20, the dealer has a 21, and if you do get blackjack, they get blackjack as well? Has that ever happened to you?
Absolutely.
It was really unbelievable. That's what my Friday night basically was. So as I woke up on Saturday with maybe 18 hours left in Vegas, I was in a significant hole. And
it was a race against time.
I needed to rally, and I thought, I call BS on anybody that says they've ever had a winning lifetime record at blackjack. That game's the damn devil, dude.
It takes the rich people. You know, you got the Dana Whites of the world, you know, these streamers that go out there and they're putting down like $6 million. So if they lose three, whatever, I'll go ahead and put $3 million more down so I can go ahead and end up being up. But that's what it takes. It takes these rich people to have the success. Us, no. I mean, I don't think I've ever won on a blackjack table.
You got to be willing to stay in the game there.
Yep.
Now, usually it's my own fault. Like, I just have horrible bankroll management, and I'm trying to double up and just doing stupid stuff. But I was playing so by the book, and it just blew my mind at how unlucky one individual could be. But we rallied on Saturday night. And, yes, I guess I all things considered, I do consider it a blessing. You know, if it wasn't contagious or whatever, I think this COVID's work throughable. You know, and if I hadn't taken the test because I heard that other people who'd been around me had it, I would just assume right now that I got allergies or whatever. So I guess that's the good news, as long as you don't have any, you know, pre-existings or something like that on board. Okay. There was a fight today. Looked like Donovan Wilson and Jake Ferguson at Cowboys training camp, their final padded practice of Oxnard. And I guess all the media and broadcasts are on their way home now.
Yeah, it seems like they've all said their farewell pictures out there. And Brian, I think, has the red eye tonight. I think he's flying back with Todd Archer. So I think he's doing that similar flight that we had on the way back. Ooh. I don't know that he's on Frontier, though. I think he's flying American.
Looking forward to seeing him come drag it in here.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow.
But yeah, I was like, dude, you should have just done the show today. You had plenty of time to make it to the airport and then taken tomorrow off. But I guess he just said, everyone else is leaving. I'm leaving, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he got the option, man, a chance of a travel day. Now, I've been inspired by the movie Dexter or the show Dexter. This dude's like up all night, like five nights a week, killing people, functioning at a high level,
yeah,
taking care of the body, not leaving any breadcrumbs to get himself convicted. And I thought, dude, if he can do all that, surely I can pull all-nighters from red eyes. So I've had three red eyes this summer, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty good at it. You know, once you get that second wind about 9:30 the next morning, you're home free.
Do y'all hear this, man?
Yeah, sleep's overrated.
Hey, if I can catch a body and then this guy can murder people. Yeah. What is talking about? Yeah.
Pretty spot on comparison there.
Yeah. I think we're just
he can murder and still catch bodies.
Yeah.
I should be able to catch these hours. What do you think?
No problem, dude. I mean, I guess, you know, there's plenty of more healthy and wholesome examples like emergency room doctors.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but Dexter was a vigilante, you know what I mean? Like he was
driven by the hunger and the need to kill.
Basically, right? Batman.
He was scratching an itch.
Exactly. But yeah, he was able to channel that thing into some good work.
Indeed.
Very detail-oriented.
Yes, sir. Well, we do have, 2 hours of G-Bag Nation coming up for you. There was the final Cowboys padded practice and a number of takeaways there, including a Cowboys rookie that had to take himself off the field with knee soreness. I hope that one's not bad. Maybe we'll get an update on yesterday's fire. Mike McCarthy named his best player of training camp. We'll talk about what that could mean for the offense and hopefully get an update on CeeDee Lamb and recap that big Rangers dub. First series win in damn near what felt like about 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll step aside here. The G-Bag Nation with Broadus in transit. You do have the four of us plus Carter Freeman coordinating that video. And we're back here with you in the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.